Got it, Rex.
Hey, I just wanted to book McCarran for getting the radiator replaced. I remember when I brought it in for service, you mentioned to me that there was like some green leaking going on.
Okay.
And that would be good to replace it.
Give me 2 seconds.
Yep.
Let me just open up the computer. Easy. And what was your name, sorry?
It was David.
David, and last name?
Bill.
Sorry, did you say David Bell?
Bill. B-U-R-L-E-S.
Oh, Bill. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it's the white STI.
That's it?
Yep.
Yep.
All good. All right, so we've got on here, top radiator tanks are discolored, and the bottom hose found a leak. So I need a radiator and a pair of hoses.
Yep.
Yep, easy. And does it need a service as well, or just a radiator?
It does need a service, but probably not. It's not due till like, February.
Oh, yeah, so we'll just do the radiator for now.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose if you could do it all on the one day, that'd be really helpful. But it's a bit
early.
You can
do a service and the radiator on the same day. That's easy. On the notes here, we've got you due for a H major. Did you want us to do that instead? That's just a minor service and brake fluid. So we can do all that on the same day.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yep.
Yep, easy. Next available would be start of December, so December 2nd on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that should work. Actually, do you have anything like in that same week, maybe like on a Monday? Or?
I can't do the Monday. I can do any day that week except for the Monday.
Okay. So it was December.
Or any day the week after.
Okay. Yeah, I think like Wednesday would be good.
Wednesday, so the 3rd?
Yeah, Wednesday the 3rd would work.
Easy, I've got you down for Wednesday 3rd, so we're doing a H major and the radiator.
All right. I did want to ask as well. I was thinking about upgrading the intercooler, but I was just wondering whether it would be worthwhile. Because the reason is, it's I just want to see if I can avoid like as much heat soak as it seems to suffer from. You know. And if that might actually help a little bit.
You can go to a Process West, which is a slight upgrade from factory.
Yeah.
Or the next step from there would be go to a front mount.
Yeah.
The front mount will get rid of all the heat soak, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it introduce any lag?
A tiny bit, so maybe a couple hundred RPM.
Okay, so not really huge.
Yeah, worst case, you might get 500 RPM, depending on the setup, but nothing wild.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, what would you suggest? Because it's just like, anytime it's hot, just so it's like a dog.
I'd probably just leave it for now.
Yeah.
We'll have a look if something else is going on there, but no, it's pretty normal.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's pretty normal. I'm just wondering if there's anything I could do to like make it not so bad.
Not really. The only thing you can do is, step it up to a Process West, which is pretty expensive. They're like $1,500.
Yeah.
And you're only going to get some change, but it's still a steel intercooler on top of your engine. The only option is to go to the front mount if you want to get rid of that completely.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so if it was me, I'd probably leave it. You can do... There's nothing really you can do with a stock.
Like turbo blankets and everything is not really going to do anything.
Nah, you've already got a heat shield on there.
Yeah, it does, isn't it?
Yeah,
and I suppose the intercooler would be a bit better than stock, but like probably just negligible, not worth the cost, I guess.
Exactly. So the stock STI one's about 300 kilowatts that it can make, whereas the Process West is up to like 320, 330. So very minimal gains. Like, you're not going to make that power with the intercooler, but I'm just saying, like, that's their sort of capacity.
Oh, that's so what it's sort of, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's where they top out, which isn't a lot, whereas the front mount doesn't really top out.
Yeah, so that would, like, cut slight way, but it would be a huge difference in, like, hot weather.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Is that, what's that like to fit cost-wise and stuff?
Cost-wise, supplied and fitted is probably closer to 3K.
Yeah, yeah, it's up there a bit more, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So the actual kit, right. I think, is 2,300, and then there's about 4 hours, 5 hours to fit it.
300 for kit, and then that's like, yeah.
And then the retune on top of that, yeah. So it ends up around 3K.
About 3K.
Yeah.
And then for the top mount, probably be...
Top mount fitted is probably around 1,800.
Yeah. Cool. Sweet. Yeah. I think that's all good. I just wanted to ask about that. But yeah, I think service and replace the radiator. Oh,
yeah.
I was going to ask with the radiator. They're the Koya radiators. But is there a different option of, like, I think my friend got one replaced with you guys, but he said he wished he went for the all aluminium version.
You can if you want. They're just a lot more expensive. So we've got those here. So the difference is they've got higher cooling capacity. On a street car, absolutely zero difference.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to notice anything. On a track car or something pushing big power, that's when it sort of, you know, that's where the difference comes in. For anything, is yours just like a daily or?
Yeah, just a daily.
For something daily, I'd probably recommend just staying with the plastic one.
Mm-hmm.
Only because the aluminiums, they don't actually last forever.
No.
So they do eventually, you know, start leaking and, you know, wearing out. Whereas the plastic ones are a lot cheaper, so we normally recommend doing them every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, yeah, there's one less cost, if that makes sense.
No, that's fair. Cause
if you want to go for
like
an aluminium, we're happy to fit one.
Yeah.
It's just, it's another probably, I reckon, $500-$600 over the other one. And the lifespan's not a lot longer.
That's kind of what I was wondering. Like, is it going to last longer if I go into the aluminium one, or is it...
It will last longer. It's just not, like, it's not going to last forever.
No, but, okay, plastic one sounds like the way to go.
On a street car, I'd just go plastic.
Yeah.
$500.
Yeah, what's the cost? So for the plastic one fitted, what's that come around to?
Plastic one fitted at about 900. So that's labor, hoses, coolant, and radiator. So 900 supplied and fitted.
Yep.
And then the aluminium is probably about 1,400.
I see. Yeah, okay. And both of them will sort of need to be replaced every 5 years or so anyway, thereabouts.
Roughly,
right?
Yes. The aluminium might last a few extra years.
Yep. But not to offset the cost, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. All right, sweet. Oh, just the cost for, like, when I bring it in. So it's going to be, like, 900 for that fitted, and then the major service cost?
It's about 500.
About 500.
You end up about 1,400 anyway.
All right, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, done. Easy.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All good.
See you then.
Thanks. Yeah.
Bye.